go against Manziel, whole matchup from
No, you know, I thought that, you know, obviously when he went in and then started last week, I thought he did a great job. And, you know, I always keep up with the guys from our class and all that. So I was happy for him, rooting for him always, except this week, you know. But I wish him the best. No, I think he's done a great job.
What's it going to be like going up against Coach Flip, who knows you well, you know him well?
Yeah.
What's that going to be like? There's some inside intel there.
Oh, yeah, no, it'll be great. You know, I'm sure Flip will change some things, you know, and all that kind of stuff, you know. But, you know, I love Flip. You know, he was huge in, you know, developing me, him and Ole, and helping me learn, you know, how to compete at this level and what it takes mentally. You know, so I can't say enough good things about him.
The ultimate success you want every time is a W.
Yep.
And that's happened for you only at home so far. How big is that notch in your belt to get that road win?
Oh, that'd be awesome, you know. But, you know, like Coach has been saying, you know, this team hasn't played on the road yet. You know, we haven't gone out there and we haven't done it yet. So, you know, it's a new challenge for us and it's a new excitement. But, you know, we saw what it takes to win in this league and against a good football team, the effort it takes here out at practice all week, in the film room all week. And as long as we can take that, we just have to fly somewhere to play the game.
We were just talking about the Cleveland Browns defense. You played against them last year. It doesn't seem to matter what they got going on offense. Every year, the Browns defense is a good one. What do you see from that?
Oh, they're just like you said. They're always talented. They're always very good. They have some of the best players, you know, in this league on that defense. And you know, just looking forward to competing against them again. Just like, you know, I do every week. You know, it's you're never going to play a team that's not good. You know, you're always going to play teams that just have talent everywhere and all those things. So, you know, I think the world of them. You know, I have the utmost respect for them. But you know, our team's looking forward to, you know, going out and competing against them.
You got to see them last year.
Physical defense like Baltimore last week prepare you for a game like this?
Yeah, I mean, to be completely honest, every week is so physical, you know, in this league. You know, I learned that last year. Even like the hits that look so tiny on film, you're just like, when you feel them, you're like, wow, it doesn't feel that way, you know. And, you know, but as you grow and you learn, it just comes natural. So, you know, you just get ready to play. And, you know, I look forward to playing against them.
You got to see them last year at their stadium. And
yep.
are they pretty much the same scheme and the same coaches? And so you have a base knowledge which to operate from?
Yeah. You know, there's always just a, you know, it's always good, like I said last year, when you get to play a team twice. You know, like in the division for the first time, I got to play someone twice. You've played against them, you know their tendencies kind of things, but they always change it up. You know, there's always going to be a change up. They're always going to try and throw a curveball at you and all those kind of things. So you just got to, you know, stay true to your rules and those kind of things. But it is nice to, you know, this be the second time to play against.
Bergstrom's brother-in-law, Kruger, was the guy that played off.
That's right. That's
and,
right.
And he, you know, is that a guy you got to really look out for? Or was that one game out of the ordinary for him, or is he pretty much a tough guy to deal with?
Oh, no. He's a great player. You know, he's a great player. I think that he's a great player. You know, but, you know, again, you know, you play against great players every week in this league, and he's just another one of them.
You talk about this team taking a step in the right direction. Obviously, getting an early win is one of those steps because this didn't happen last year. So is a road win, though, that next step for this team?
Yeah, because that's what's next. You know, we have to go win on the road because that's who we play this week. You know, our game is not home. So, you know, again, we're looking forward to getting out there, you know, and competing against them and, you know, hopefully coming home with a win.
How comfortable do you feel as a quarterback and as an offense going into a hostile environment with all your checks and all the things you have to change from home to away?
Oh, yeah. No, we feel confident. You know, we feel good about it. You know, we had a little bit of practice, you know, in the preseason of, you know, doing certain things that we wanted to do on the road and little things like that. You know, so we felt good about it. And so now we feel good about it going into it.
How much confidence do you guys gain as an offense?
You know, it just showed us, you know, what we can be. You know, if we just do our job, you know, and don't try and do extra things and, you know, don't make the game too big and we just go out and do what we do just like we do at practice, we saw that, oh, we can score points against one of the best defenses in the league, you know. And, you know, we feel good about that. But, again, that one's behind us. We have to go forward now and just say, okay, we're on to today's practice. And if we don't compete hard here at practice, it's not going to be good on the game. So that'll be a point of emphasis, just pushing the guys during practice, doing the same things we did last week.
I think some were surprised that Rod Streeter was a healthy scratch. But how much of a luxury is it to have, you know, a problem with it being crowded at receiver.
Yeah, you know, for that to happen, that means, you know, there's a lot of good guys in that room. And so, you know, I think that our receiver room is awesome. I love those guys, and they make plays for me all the time, obviously, like they did last week. You know, but having a guy like Streeter who's so explosive, it's always nice to, you know, when he's out on the field, because he's a home run guy every time the ball's in his hands.
But do you talk to him, and, you know, obviously as a leader on this team,
yep,
not to be down and just to be patient?
Oh, yeah, and he knows that. He's one of the most positive people, you know, in this locker room. He is. So he understands, you know, why certain things have to happen and, you know, all those kind of things. And he's the kind of guy that he's always ready. If they told him at halftime, if he was allowed to go, okay, we need you to go put it on, he'd be ready. So, you know, you don't ever have to worry about a guy like Street.
Derek, when there's a so-called shutdown corner like Joe Hayden, does that affect what you do, either game planning or just subconsciously when you're out there in terms of deciding where to throw the ball?
Oh, you definitely have to know where he's at. But they have a great secondary, you know, not just him. You know, there's, you know, four Pro Bowlers back there, you know, and the guy they bring in for nickel and all those guys are talented. And so, you know, you definitely have to know where 23's at, because he's a great player. You know, but, it, you know, like, you know, kind of like, you know, last year, it's never going to shy me away from certain things. There's certain routes, you know, you can't throw against that guy, you know, because he's too good. He'll take those away. But there's other things you can maybe try, you know, getting guys open, certain things. But, you know, you definitely know where he's at. But, you know, if I just shut down one side of the field, I'm hurting the team. You know, I have to be able to trust in our guys and go out and compete against them.
You talked about how the home run to Amari Cooper kind of opened things up for the offense, but Latavius seemed to be getting, you know, 4, 5, 6 yards at a clip there for a while. How much does the running game help you?
Oh, my goodness. You know, that's my best friend. You know, it really is. You know, when they're going and he's going, it makes the receiver's job easier. You know, it makes our job easier, you know, in the pass game. So I think, you know, he's done a great job, and I think he'll continue to do a great job.
How important is it to stick with the run, even though it might not be doing much early in a ball game?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, it's always important to stick with it, you know, because you're always – you turn the film on, you're always like that close from one just popping 80 yards. And so, you know, you always see guys late in games, you normally see, you know, run same, why they keep calling that run, then all of a sudden, bam, there's a 30 yarder, bam, there's an 18 yarder. So, you know, you definitely stick with it. And, you know, that's kind of the trend that it goes.
You guys have used Murray a lot so far. Any sense the hammer's about to drop? You guys are going to lose some corner?
You know, I don't know. It, you know, that's up to coach and how, definitely, it depends on, you know, what kind of, you know, defenses they're playing, you know, what kind of packages they have on the field and all those things. So, you know, there's definitely going to be times where we're going to give him the ball probably 40 times, you know, and I'm good with that. As long as we win, you know, I don't care what we do, you know, so as long as we win, I'm good with it.
Having Crabtree produce early on, do you think that helps the coverage looks that Cooper is getting? Because,
yeah,
you know, you can't pay too much attention to one guy.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you always see with, you know, with teams that have two, you know, really good receivers, and we have more than two, you know, they can't really double. And if they want to, then they're taking the percentage that guy's not going to win. You know, it's so it definitely, you know, helps, you know, especially being able to distribute it to them pretty evenly, you know, makes it hard, you know, on opposing teams. But, you know, just like I'm saying, they're saying the same, they're ready to compete against us. And, you know, some teams will just line up and say, all right, you got to beat us. And so we just got to continue to work hard and practice on our routes and one-on-one type things that we're always used to, you know, trying to win those routes.
Thank you.